Chapter 10. The Plagues of Egypt Continued. We have already looked at four of the plagues which God sent upon Egypt, and still Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not let the people of Israel go. So there must be more plagues sent, and the next one was a dreadful disease which came upon all the cattle of the Egyptians. All the cattle that were in the fields, horses, asses, camels, oxen, and sheep, they all suffered from the plague, or the murrain, as it is called, and the cattle of Egypt died. Here was another great miracle, for it was the hand of God which sent the plague. But there was another wonderful miracle too, and that was that none of the cattle of the children of Israel took the disease, and none of them died. How wonderful this was, when the cattle of the Israelites were so near the cattle of Egypt. Surely Pharaoh would now see that this was the Lord's doing, and would let the people go. But no, he still hardened his heart. The Lord then told Moses and Aaron to take handfuls of ashes from the furnace and to sprinkle them into the air before Pharaoh. So they did as the Lord had said, and the ashes became as small dust in all the land of Egypt and brought up boils upon all their men and beasts. What a painful plague this must have been, as these boils and blains came upon the flesh of the Egyptians and their cattle also. Here was another miracle then, and the boils came upon the magicians as well, so that they had to feel it was the work of God, and that they could not stand before him. Will not this be enough to make Pharaoh see that he was fighting against God? No, for God had given him up to hardness of heart, that he might make his power and his name known throughout all the earth. Well, what shall be sent next upon Pharaoh and all the Egyptians? The Lord now caused the heavens to rain down upon them a very grievous hail, such as had never before been seen in Egypt. But in this he was merciful to the people, for he told them to bring their cattle and servants home from the fields before the hail came. So those who believed God and feared his word did as they were told and brought the men and cattle home. But many of them would not believe, or perhaps were ashamed to show that they did, and left their cattle and servants out in the fields, so that when the hail came down, they were all killed. There was also fire or lightning with the hail, which ran along the ground and destroyed all that were in the fields. The hail also smote all the herbs and trees in the land, and the flax and barley. Pharaoh did begin to fear at this, and said to Moses that he had sinned. "The Lord is righteous," he said, "and I and my people are wicked." So he begged of Moses to ask the Lord to take away the hail with the thunder and lightning. But when this was done, he only sinned yet the more, and hardened his heart again. Neither would he let the children of Israel go. Another plague was now sent, and this time the terrible locust came and covered the face of the earth. All the herbs and trees which remained after the hail were eaten up by the great army of locusts. They also came up into the houses of the Egyptians, for the Lord had sent an east wind, which brought up such locusts as were never seen in Egypt, either before or since that time. The whole land was darkened with them, and they ate up every green thing that was left. Pharaoh's servants now began to complain to him and told him to let the Israelites go before all Egypt was destroyed. Then he sent for Moses and asked to be forgiven this once, and that the locusts might be taken away. So Moses prayed, and the Lord sent a mighty west wind, which took away all the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. Were not these great miracles, and evidently the work of God, who holds the winds in his fists? Surely Pharaoh will now submit. But no, even now he refuses to let the people go. What shall be sent further to punish him? Why, Moses now stretches his hand toward heaven, and there comes such a darkness over the land of Egypt that it could be felt, and the people could not see one another. For 3 days they were afraid to move, it was so dark. And, see again, the Israelites were spared, for they had light in their dwellings. Was not this another wonderful miracle? Now Pharaoh called Moses and told him to go and serve the Lord with all their little ones, but to leave their cattle behind. No, said Moses, our cattle must go with us for sacrifices, and not a hoof should be left behind. So Pharaoh still refused, and he told Moses to go away and to see his face no more. Moses knew that it would be so, and he said to the king, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. There had to be one more plague, and we shall deal with that in the next chapter. You can read about these in chapters 9 and 10 of the book of Exodus. Then see if you can find what is said about these plagues in Psalms 78 and 105.